This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always glad to be here. Always glad to be with those who are striving to please God. And we're just thinking on keeping the commandments, finding out that the commandments is the Word of God. It all came through teaching. And I'm just so glad to be here. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. To our missionary deacons, all the elders, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. The thought today is about the commandments. It's according to the commandments. That's what we talk about here. It's God's Word. That is the song I Elder Batiste is going to sing, according to the commandments.
Blessed are the undefiled who walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed am I that keep his testimonies and seek him with a whole heart, and do no iniquities. And through a teaching priest, keep by thy word diligently, commandment. That's the way that I live, and thy word is the breath of life for me. My portion is instruction, yea, in them is my delight. Teach me the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Ride me with good judgment, for I believe in all of thy commandments. And angels be in heaven sent, I follow and I obey, according to the commandment. That's the way that I thy word is the breath of life for me. Thy hands have made and fashioned me, Lord, continually give understanding that I may be that vessel who strives to fear the Lord, living holy, walking perfect, free from sin, according to the commandments. That's the way that I live. And thy word is the breath of life for me. me.
Thank God. Beautiful. Thank God for Elder Batiste, our brother Daryl. Musicians, beautiful sister Debbie. What is our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. According to the commandment, that is the thought. And I was thinking, before I get into that thought today, I was thinking about today, Ancestry.com. They have this commercial, and people are trying to find out their ancestors, and they were warriors and all of that. You can figure out your ancestor. The most important ancestry is to get in the scripture.
Go ahead.
Because if you don't know your father's a devil, you are lost.
Go ahead.
That's the ancestor you're going to be concerned. Learn his ways, you can change. You can be prosperous, but looking through a history, natural history, ain't going to make you be nothing.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
But informed, that's about it. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. Romans 16:25. Everybody caught up in ancestry.com. And the biggest ancestor that's a threat is the devil. And you need to know that's where everybody come from. Mm-hmm. Unless you've been born again. Isn't that beautiful? Know that. Romans 16:25, what does it say?
Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel.
Now remember, God got power. We're talking about God. He's able to establish us according to the gospel. What?
And the preaching of Jesus Christ.
So it's all about the preaching of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. The gospel and the preaching is the same, because you preach the word.
Yes.
The gospel is the word. It's the same thing. Read.
According to the revelation of the mystery.
So you cannot see it's the same thing unless you get the mystery unfolded. Somebody's got to show you this is really the same, Jesus and the gospel. The preaching of Jesus and the preaching of the cross is nothing but the gospel.
Go ahead.
Read.
Which was kept secret since the world began.
So it's been a secret. Power according to the gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. Mm-hmm. You cannot get the mystery unraveled unless you can see that the Lord is the commandments.
All right.
God is the commandments. Then it unravels. Read.
Yes. Which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets.
Now, wait a minute. Paul is saying it's made manifest now. And by the scriptures of the prophets. Mm-hmm. Because it's made known to you by God's anointed. If God's anointed don't get it from the scripture, you can't get it. It takes God to open up your understanding of the scripture. It was here before Paul came. To know who Jesus was in the scripture before he came. It's in here. It's in the scriptures of the prophets. Read.
According to the commandment.
But it's according to the commandment. Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute. If the commandments are done away with, we don't longer have to keep them, how could the mystery be according to that he did away with it? That's stupid. Everything we have here in salvation is according to God's word.
All right.
And it's according to the commandments. And so many don't know the word, the commandments, God, Jesus, they're all one.
All one, yes.
And so it's God's anointing when you believe it. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. If you believe in the Lord, you believe in his word, you believe in the cross, you're one. Mm-hmm.
That's why Paul said, according to my gospel, it's my gospel too. And it's yours if you believe in it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because you become one with it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, let's go to the 25th verse. Read that again.
Yes, Pastor. Now to him that is of power to establish you.
So wait a minute. We can be established according to the gospel. The gospel is God's commandments.
Yes.
And we can be established, but you cannot be established if you feel you don't have to do it or you can't do it. You can't be established because you won't put forth the effort or the work. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 1 and 17, right next page there.
Yes.
1 and 17. 1 what does it say?
For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel.
So we're talking about, he said, according to my gospel. He was sent to preach God's word, not to baptize. Mm-hmm. Baptizing is for shepherds that baptizes sheep unto themselves.
Right.
In the name of Jesus. Paul wasn't doing that. He just baptized when it was asked him to do that.
Yes, Pastor.
But that wasn't his job. It was just to preach, because he wasn't a shepherd that just went around. He was a bishop over shepherds. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
Read that again.
For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect.
Now, wait a minute. How can the cross of Christ be made of none effect if it depends on how you preach the word? Well, it does. Because the word, if you don't know that the word is the cross, it has no effect to you.
All right.
God's word is the cross.
Yes, it is.
And if you go through that cross, what man do to you won't matter.
All right.
Because He's greater in you than he is in the world. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Let's go to Ephesians 2 and 14. Let's go
All
there.
Right, beautiful.
Paul said, I came not to baptize, but to preach. And he came to preach the gospel. No, you know what? Let's go to Hebrews. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
Let's go to Hebrews. I think that's better. Hebrews 2,
yes.
4 and 2.
4 and 2.
4 and 2.
Yes, Pastor. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the
Now, wait a minute. So we have God's word. God's word is love. And God's word is the 10 precepts. And this was preached unto them because Moses had it in the wilderness.
All right.
He gave it to them when he came out of Egypt. The 10 precepts. And it was preached unto them. What?
But the word preached did not profit them. Not being
For unto
mixed.
Us the gospel was preached as well as unto them.
But the word preached did not profit them.
It didn't profit. Why?
Not being mixed with faith
now, wait
in
a minute.
Them that heard it.
Faith coming by hearing and hearing God's word. So when you hear that the word is the commandments and you don't believe it, that's no faith. You can't go forward. Because that's the work we have to do. Isn't that beautiful? And it's got to be according to what God spoke. All these words. Read, right? Read.
Yes. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath.
Let's go to 1 John.
Yes.
No, let's go to Ephesians 2 and 14. Let's go there.
Yes, that's it.
Thank God. If ones listen and follow, you'll be able to put it together. If you love God, if you're seeking God, jot the scriptures down, go over them. And I pray God open your understanding, and he will, if you love God, if you are seeking God. Ephesians 2 and 14.
For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition.
Now there was a partition between man and God. And that middle wall of partition is carnality. It's the devil. Read.
Having abolished in his flesh.
Now wait a minute. Jesus abolished in his flesh.
Yeah.
What?
The enmity.
There was enmity. Maybe some don't know what enmity is.
Right.
He abolished in his flesh the enmity. What?
Even the law of commandments contained.
Even the law of commandments. He broke that down. Now, wait a minute. This is what it's saying. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, because the enmity was even against the law of commandments.
Yes.
And what?
Yes. Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances.
What?
For to make in himself of twain one new man.
Oh, wait a minute. Why he got to make a new man if he's perfect?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Why he got to make a new man if he was born perfect?
Go ahead, Pastor.
He had to make a new man. Because he was born in carnality. Go to Romans.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Because that's what it's telling you. He abolished in his flesh the enmity. Now, wait a minute. Your natural flesh ain't got nothing in it. But life organisms. It don't have a brain. The brain is in your head. So your flesh don't contain nothing but the earth. That's all it contains. The only thing contains thought is your mind and your soul. Romans. What did it say? Romans 8 and 5. What did it say?
5. Yes, Pastor. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
Now, when Jesus came into this life, he was minding the things of the flesh until a period of time. Then what?
But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the
then
Spirit.
Then he began to inquire about the Spirit. Whenever that was, when he was 13, 12, he could have inquired when he was 5, but he didn't do anything preaching until he was 30, right? But he began to inquire of the Spirit. Read.
For to be carnally minded is death.
What?
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
What?
Because the carnal mind is enmity
now, wait a minute.
Against God.
If it's enmity, he had it in his flesh, didn't he?
Yes.
And what?
Yes. For it is not subject to the
he
law of God.
He couldn't be subject to God in the old man. He had to break down that old man and make one new man that's totally submissive to God. That's what
Beautiful.
We have to do.
Yes.
That's it was in his flesh, that yes. carnality.
Yes, Lord.
Read.
Yes. Neither indeed can be.
What?
So then they that are after, then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
I believe the Lord said, this is my beloved son in whom I am what?
Well pleased.
He must not have been in the flesh then. He must have been in the Spirit. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Ephesians 2 and 14. Let's go there. Thank God.
This is beautiful, brother.
Ephesians 2 and 14.
Yes.
Let's go there. 2 and 14.
Yes. 2 and 14.
Again.
It says, For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition.
So we have to do the same thing. Break down that carnal mind so that God can have access to our life. And that we will move when God said move and not when the world is telling us to move or our feelings is telling us to move. Read.
Yes. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances.
What?
For to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace.
What?
And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body
what?
By the cross.
Wait a minute. You reconcile your life unto God by not having gods before me. Getting rid of graven images. Not taking his name in vain. When you do that, you're crucifying that old man. Because the old man don't want to let go of gods. He want to have his way. He had to do that.
Right.
What?
Having slain the enmity thereby.
He slayed. How did he slay it? The only thing I know, he got slain. I didn't see him slay anything. But he slew gods.
Yes.
Graven images, he got rid of all of that
all
stuff.
Of that
that
yes.
was how he got sanctified. That's the cross. Yes. Now, if you have God's word and don't yield to it, it's in vain. The cross don't mean nothing to you. It's no benefit to you. And he dying on the cross is no benefit to us, but the blood.
Yes.
And the blood's no good to you if you don't obey God's word. Because that is the blood.
Beautiful.
If you don't obey it, you haven't accepted the word, right?
Yes.
The blood, right?
Yes.
Read it again, and that he might reconcile.
Both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby.
Isn't that beautiful? And it's slain according to God's word, because that's the cross. Isn't that beautiful to know that? 1 John.
Yes, yes.
2 and 7. What does it say?
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you.
Now, wait a minute. There's no new commandment out there. There's no new word, no new law. But what?
But an old commandment, which he had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word, which he have heard from the beginning.
So if Paul said, according to my gospel, this is not a gospel. The word was preached unto them as well as unto them, was preached unto us. So they must have been preached the commandments. Just like we're preached the commandments today, but these jackleg preachers tell the churchgoers, oh, the commandments done away with. God knew you couldn't do it. It's a lie. That's why they don't know God. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 1 and 18. What does that say?
All right, brother. Beautiful. 1 and 18. Beautiful. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness.
Wait a minute. It's foolishness when you say the cross is God's commandments. It's foolishness to them. Yeah, but if you say the preaching of the cross is foolishness, no, my Lord died on the cross. No, it's not.
All right, Pastor.
What's more important, what they don't know, is he died to the word.
All right.
His own word. Isn't that beautiful? That's the cross.
Yes, that's beautiful.
What are you reading?
I'll finish 18. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Isn't that beautiful? Power. Now, it's not talking about no natural cross. Natural cross don't give you no power. It didn't give Jesus no power. It took it away from him. His natural power. But what he was able to display was his spiritual power. But because he died on the cross don't give you no natural power. But the spiritual cross, if you yield to it, you have power. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Let's go to Hebrews 4 and 12. Let's go there. Thank God. Hopefully somebody is listening and not on Ancestry.com. If you stay with this, you get all the information you need about your ancestry. And most of them will sum up in one figure, the devil. And you look at all his attributes and say, I'm going to get rid of this and get rid of that, and I guarantee you'll be successful. But not because you find out your uncle was a war hero. That ain't going to help you at all. You're going to still be working at McDonald's. Okay? Now, Hebrews 4 and 12 says what?
For the word of God is quick and powerful.
What?
And sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
So, wait a minute. What can be any powerful than the commandments? God's word. And it's the commandments. God spake all these words. Read.
And of the joints and marrow.
What?
And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Isn't that beautiful? It's just a discerner. What does St. John 1 and 1 say? Let's go there.
Yes.
So many don't have the revelation. God is the Word. The Lord is the Word. And the Word is God. The Word is the Lord. God is the commandment because he's telling you who he is. He gave us himself. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Most beautiful. St. John 1 and 1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
It was God. So, and the scripture's telling you, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the Word. How plain is that? But if you don't love God, if you're not seeking God, you cannot see that.
Right.
Read.
Yes. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
What?
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
So wait a minute. We want to come out of this Ancestry.com junk, come out of that devil, and be made again. Read the 12th verse. What does it say?
But as many as received him, to them gave he power.
There it is again. Talking about the light. You're talking about life. You're talking about the Lord. You're talking about God. You're talking about the Word. Power.
Yes.
Nothing is more powerful than the Word. The Word, the commandments, the Lord, they're all one. The Word is no more powerful than God. God is no more powerful than the Word. Read.
To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
14 says what?
And the Word was made flesh.
Now, wait a minute. The Word just took on another form, was made flesh. And the Word didn't take on flesh and decided to keep the Spirit of God inside. Because he wouldn't have changed. He would yet be power. But he grew like we. He was made just like us, if you're made. Isn't that beautiful? What?
And dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and
Isn't that
truth.
Beautiful? 1 Timothy.
Yes.
3:16.
16? Yes, Pastor.
What we do here, I know ones they say, well, every time we turn on, all you talk about is the commandments. Well, every time we hear these so-called Christians, all they talk about is the cross and the blood.
All right.
They don't have no testimony of their life, just the cross and the blood. He died for me. I knew that before I got saved. Let's go on. What did God want us to do?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Read.
16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
What?
God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels.
What?
Preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
It's a mystery. But everything he did was according to the commandments because he said, my Father gave me a commandment. What I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment
is
life everlasting. 1 Timothy 6 and 12. Let's go there. Thank God. Thank God for knowledge. Yes. Knowledge is power. I was talking with Elder today, yesterday, and I had a problem, and I called an electrician. Electrician couldn't get over there. And Elder gave me a few words of knowledge. and my problem was solved.
All right, Bilbo.
Thank God for that. Knowledge.
Knowledge, yes.
If you're looking for God, if you are seeking God, if you haven't found him, if you still go away from these churches with your pail empty,
go ahead.
Go to 425, the Colonial Boulevard. Just come over here. We got what you need.
Yes,
we
Lord.
God got it. Isn't that beautiful? I'm just telling you like it is. Just letting you know.
Yes.
Right?
Just letting you know. Yes, Pastor.
Let's, 1 Timothy 6.
Mm-hmm. And 12.
Yeah.
Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life.
You got to fight for this. I don't hear Christians talk about fighting too much. But how are you going to fight if you don't know what to fight against? You got to fight against these gods that overtake us and graven images people bring forth. And forgetting the Sabbath. They want you to forget all about God. Don't come to church service. Remember, the Sabbath day is just as important on Thursdays and Tuesdays as Sabbath. Whenever the order of service is gathered, it's just as important as the Sabbath if you're able and you don't make it. Or you should be eager to come to hear what God has for us. Read.
Whereunto thou art also called, mm-hmm. and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses.
Before many witnesses. Mm-hmm. Let's go read a little further.
Yes. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, mm-hmm. who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession.
What?
That thou keep this commandment without
Whoa.
Spot.
Keep what? The word?
Commandment.
No, I thought that was done away with. And Paul is, Timothy is, how did Timothy get to hear about these commandments? I thought that was done away with. Paul said, forget about that.
Right.
But Paul kept it going and told Timothy about it. And Timothy is encouraging those in the church that thou keep this commandment mm-hmm. without spot. What? Mm-hmm.
Unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, what are you going to do with that? What do these preachers do with that? Well, that's another commandment. No, it's talking about a commandment without spot. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 1 and 19. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
Thank God. I'm enjoying
beautiful, Pastor.
The word. I hope
this
you are.
Beautiful, yes.
I hope everybody that here is enjoying it. I hope. I trust. 1 and 19.
Yes. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
So you cannot get the revelation just because your name is Einstein. You don't get this.
Right, Pastor.
And what's this so-called prophet, Amadeus?
Oh.
What's that one told us about all
Darwin?
These? Talk up. What? Amadeus. He was a prophet in the world.
Notre Dame.
Okay, whatever. Same thing. Thank God. Damas. Dalai Lama. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, Pastor.
He can't get this.
No, he cannot.
Because you get this through the scripture. And it takes God to open your understanding up. I don't care how smart you are. You can't get this.
Yes,
now, Trumpster is a good business member. He don't know anything about this. This is God's business.
Right,
he don't know about this
ahead.
Business. All right. Thank God. Read.
Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer?
Disputer. You always got ones with disputes. That commandment's done away with. Everything is according to God's word. Everything is made by God's word. Everything.
Yes, Pastor.
Even this sinner is made by God. How? Because God let the devil make him. If God didn't allow the devil to make people, to make sons, then God wouldn't be responsible. And, I mean, not responsible, but God wouldn't have sanctioned it, or he wouldn't have anything to do with it. But because he got something to do with it, the devil's his servant. But God allows all of this to prove us. See what we want. That's fair. What do you want? You want candy or you want, what you want? Yeah, main meal.
All right,
read.
Yes. Where is the disputer of this world?
Where is the disputer of this world? What?
Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God.
So, I don't care. People say, well, I read for myself. You can read all day.
Yes, Pastor.
And you can read until your Bible turned blue.
Right.
There's no understanding unless God give it to you. And God is not going to give anybody anything unless you are chosen to do that. First of all, you got to be raised up to understand, to know the jargon, to know the gospel. That's what Jesus did. Jesus said, and he listened to the scribes and Pharisees and asked them questions. He knew all about how they thought. He knew how they understood the word. Mm-hmm. And when it came time, God opened his understanding. Mm-hmm. He had great understanding from a young child. He had understanding. That was his gift. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Read. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching mm-hmm. to save them that believe.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Foolishness. They think it's foolish to come every Tuesday and Thursday. So all y'all do is just talk. Y'all don't have no life over there. Y'all don't sing. Yeah, we sing.
Yes, we do.
When we got something to sing about.
Go ahead.
But when you come in here, most of the thing you will be doing is thinking, not singing. Thinking about your life and how you're not where God wants you to go.
All right.
And how you're going to get there.
Yes, Pastor.
Right?
Beautiful.
Well, that's an easy thing to just follow.
Yes, Pastor.
That's how you get there. Let's go to Psalms 40 and 5. Let's go there.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Wisdom of the world don't mean nothing. It don't bring me no scholars. Said, this man is versed in the scripture. He know all the scriptures by heart. I don't hardly know one or two by heart.
Yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor.
But it has no knowledge, because you can memorize the whole Bible and got nothing to do with Revelation. It has nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 40 mm-hmm. and 5.
Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, mm-hmm. and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee.
Thank God. Read.
Yes. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered.
Wait a minute. Read that again.
Yes, Pastor.
A little slow getting there. Read that again.
Yes.
40 mm-hmm. and 5.
40 and 5. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works mm-hmm. which thou hast done, mm-hmm. and thy thoughts which are to usward.
What?
They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee.
What?
If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered.
What?
Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire.
God does not desire mm-hmm. for us to disobey. Because when we disobey, we need to have a remedy.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering.
It takes God to open up your mm-hmm. understanding. As Paul said many times, the sower go out and sow the seed. It takes God to get the increase.
Isn't that beautiful?
If they listen, if ones listen to the word, and if you're seeking God, God is going to open up your understanding. You're going to understand because he said, my sheep hear my voice, and you will hear it. Read.
Mm-hmm. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required.
God didn't require all these burnt offerings, but that's where the mercy came in. It was there as a remedy to get us back, mm-hmm. to help us grow. And God don't suffer us to get into anything over our head unless we willfully take it.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Thank God. Read.
Yes. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book.
What?
It is written of me.
Thank
I delight
God.
To do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart.
Hebrews 9.
Yes, Pastor.
22. Let's go there. Hebrews is saying some of the similar things.
Mm-hmm.
But we should be all saying what the prophets said.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get any revelation of God, you got to go back to the prophets.
Yes, Pastor.
That's how those in prior time got it. Mm-hmm. Hebrews, right?
Yes.
9 and 22.
9 and 22. Yes, Pastor.
Thank God.
And almost all things are by the law purged with blood.
All things.
Mm-hmm.
According to God's word, it's purged by law. Yes. That means it's purged by God's word.
Yes.
What? Almost what? Because what are you saying almost? Because there is a sin that's not unto death.
Right.
And that's where God's people, God don't let his people wander outside of those boundaries unless they willfully go out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's no remedy for that. That's right. Your will.
Yes.
Read.
And without shedding of blood mm-hmm. is no remission.
So you cannot have remission unless you have a remedy. God don't expect to give rules and regulations and there may not be stumbling.
Mm-hmm.
That's not falling away. But should we stumble? We get up and keep moving. Should we?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.